Excuse me, I would like to inform all parties that today's call is now being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect at this time. You may begin.
All right. Well, good day. Welcome to today's Tivoli Talk, where we will focus on the latest release of Maximo's Oil and Gas Industry Solution version 7.1.2. Go to the second slide, titled Presenters. My name is Terry Ray, and I am responsible for strategy and product management for IBM's energy suite of products. Joining me today is Russell B., who is the product architect and development lead for Maximo's oil and gas products. Russell will lead today's discussion on Maximo Oil and Gas Industry Solution 7.1.2. We move on to the third slide. So why is enterprise asset management solution important to the chemicals and petroleum companies? As you can see, this industry is the most intensive, asset-intensive industry by more than a factor of two. And if you would go to the next slide, the agenda. The agenda for today's Tivoli Talk is we will start out with a Maximo product overview. We will position Maximo in the chemicals and petroleum landscape, do a quick review of Maximo's customers across the chemicals and petroleum landscape. We will take a review of what we call integrated operations. And finally, Russell will do a product update and overview. Moving along to the next slide, titled Product, a Maximo Product Portfolio. This slide provides a snapshot of the Maximo family of products. And if you start at the top of the slide with our core solutions, Maximo Asset Management, Asset Management Essentials for the low-end solution, energy optimization, Tivoli Asset Management for IT, and Service Request Manager, and finally CCMBB. And below that, you will notice that we have a series of industry solutions followed by add-ons and also integrated solutions. And today, we will be focusing on what's highlighted in the red circle, the oil and gas industry solution. Again, moving on to the chemicals and petroleum asset landscape. Here you can see or you can visualize the entire chemicals and petroleum landscape and see how the Maximo family of products offers solutions across the landscape, as you can see with oil and gas, again, being circled, and those other industry or solutions within the Maximo family of products that would also apply depending on the segment of the industry that you are in. If you move on to the next slide, slide 7, this slide again shows the chemicals and petroleum landscape and provides a snapshot of some of our customers in each of the segments. And as you can see, we have an unbelievable listing of companies that use our products, be it in the exploration and production, to shipping, to refining, and ultimately into the retail, that is the service stations. And then finally, if you move to the next slide, slide number 8, worldwide clients in chemicals and petroleum, this slide really provides some additional Maximo customers in the chemicals and petroleum segment. And again, as you will notice here, we have an incredible listing of customers and clients who use our product that are really worldwide companies in nature. So with that, I will turn it over to Russell, who will walk you through kind of, you know, the setting up of the oil and gas industry solution with a look at what we call this integrated process around integrated operations. Russell?
Thank you, Terry. Hello, everyone. So I'm Russell B. I work in the Maximo development team. I'm responsible for the Maximo oil and gas products. And I'm going to pick up the talk today from slide number 9, which is the integrated process slide, and you'll see some changes in this process for 7.1.2 highlighted in red. I'm going to dwell on this slide for a little while. One of the things I want to highlight here is that a key competitive differentiator of Maximo Oil and Gas is the integrated process, in that our best-of-breed core capability, core competence, is around both maintenance and operational processes and the integration between those two processes. And this is something that competitively, you know, our direct competitors don't have this capability. And this is something that we've been working on with Maximo Oil and Gas for some time now, and we've been steadily adding more and more operational processes as well as capability around the our work management processes in an integrated way. So I think this is an important slide to illustrate that integrated process. I know many of you out in the field have sort of will often start a conversation with the customers around this slide. I'll use this slide or similar for conversations with customers. And I think for those of you who've not worked with this type of slide, I think it's something that you should sort of take a look at how you can use this effectively with customers. It may not work in every circumstance, but it's a very good way of starting from a high level and just illustrating what we're all about from a process perspective. And I think particularly when you're with people from a operational background as well as the more traditional work management processes, then this slide highlights our capability very well, and I find it can generate a lot of interest. So, if you need help with this slide, Terry and both Bill Ely are available. Bill works with this slide an awful lot and has got some slightly amended versions of it. So if you need help or assistance presenting the story here, then talk to Bill as well as Terry or myself. So essentially what this slide provides is, in the blue boxes, you've got a series of processes along the top there, and starting with knowledge management, going through into operations. And then the green boxes illustrate the oil and gas applications which support these processes. In grey are some of the core capability that we just leverage in oil and gas, and you'll see grey starred are some of the complementary applications such as linear assets, scheduler, and Maximo Spatial that can be used in conjunction with oil and gas. And I think this will be a theme of the talk today, this release is really extending the possibilities you have to sell a group of complementary solutions. In the yellow boxes here, you also have the sort of inputs in from external processes. So it could be engineering systems, plant control systems, traditional HR and finance systems that we will in the oil and gas context, more often than not, integrate with these systems. So, just a little bit of brief further explanation around these processes. You'll see the more traditional ones down the center, work management, going off to the left, change management, control of work, supply chain, again, more traditional, but change management, control of work, very specific to the oil and gas product. And if you work right from the work management, then you've got an investigation and improvement process, more traditional management of assets, and then we've got compliance and operational processes. And the key differences here for 712 are that the highlighted on this slide are material inspections, which is something a lot of customers have asked for around certification of the inspection process, and I'll go into a little bit more detail about this new capability as we go through the talk today. We have operating policy, a strategic view of your assets, which is something that has not been there in Maximo beforehand. And on the right hand side, a whole raft of capability around operator tasks and procedures, and the major new capability around drilling and completion and run logs. So I'd like to move next to the slide 10. So we've moved from a process perspective into sort of capability perspective on this slide, and for release 712 is a basic summary of the new capabilities. Now, I think this is a release which from a sales perspective, there's a lot to be excited about, because there's some significant new capability which is addressing issues in our industry which are very current today. You'll all be familiar with Deepwater Horizon. We go back through time. Some of the sort of accidents and incidents in the past, Piper Alpha, Bunsfield in the UK, Petrobras P36 in Brazil. There's been a steady development of applications to support working practices which can address some of the regulatory and compliance issues we face in this industry. And in the case of 712, the new capability around operating policies, being able to define strategies, whether that's performance standard, risk-based inspection, is strategy driven by a particular incident or investigation, and linking those policies, linking in procedures with policies, sort of giving us a capability to embed operating procedures into the Maximo process, which is something that we you'll see in the reports, the initial reports on Deepwater Horizon, for example, has been an issue. And operator tasks, extending sort of tasks and activities through into operator-driven maintenance. There's been a continual strive to add a sort of increase our sort of reliability-driven initiative to enhance our capability in that area. And many customers have been looking to see cause analysis and FMECA capability, failure mode effects and criticality analysis embedded into the product. So this is something that's now there in the investigations application in the new release. Moving on to two together, drilling and completion and run log. We've seen a trend among our both the operators and drilling operators and services companies in the sector to make more use of Maximo and being able to utilize common work processes across the drilling operations as well as the more traditional maintenance and operational processes. And it's very much the case and has been historically that these drilling domain will tend to do things differently and not necessarily closely coordinated with other domains. But the climate is really changing, and we've noticed this with customers who are starting to bring Maximo, use of Maximo into their drilling and completion teams, and also in the services sector. So we really think, and there's evidence from the amount of prospects out there at the moment in this area, that, that this is a significant new capability that we can position with both operators and the and services companies. And I'll talk in some more detail about how drilling and completion and run log work together to do this. I've mentioned material inspection already in the process flow diagram, and we'll talk some more detail about that one. We've also done a series of enhancements to our operator log, many of those supporting drilling capability, but a lot of them actually common to operator log. So we've taken advantage of other work to enhance the operator log. Integration with scheduler, being to embed scheduler into the oil and gas cloned applications, and a number of customer-driven enhancements around failure fields, management of change, that I'll cover in just a little bit more detail during the talk. So all in all, a release here that has some significant new capability. We'll work to extend our competitive advantages in this field of integrated operations. Move on to the next slide, slide 11. This is just a customer update, and it's now a partial update. Continual steady sales success of the oil and gas solution, and number of new customers here from the last time we would have given a Tivoli talk. Some examples: Canadian Natural Resources, Pharaonic Petroleum in Egypt, Kuwait Oil Company, Mosaic Fertilizer Company, Adweer, actually, who are a utility in Abu Dhabi, Baker Hughes, the oilfield services sector. So what we're really seeing here is a continued extension of our customer base. And interestingly, it's been very much cross-segment. While we're introducing some capability which is drilling specific in this release, we've always tried very strongly to be cross-sector and not focus on one sector. So you see from our customer base that it's upstream, downstream, midstream, and very sort of broad cross-section of oil and gas customers, and that's the way we would like it to be. We're also seeing a customer such as Mosaic and Adweer, something that's a definite sales trend of customers outside the traditional oil and gas sector purchasing Maximo Oil and Gas for its operational processes, which, you know, many places are quite generic, for example, around management of change or risk analysis. Management of change was a big driver at Mosaic. So some opportunity there for you to just sort of think out of the box across your customer base and in terms of the capability, particularly around integrated operations and maintenance that this product offers. I'd like to go to the next slide now, which starts with drilling and completion. And for the next sequence of slides, I'm going to talk about more about the more detail about the new capability, and we'll focus particularly on the aspects that can differentiate ourselves from a sales perspective, rather than particularly talking about too much specific functionality. So, drilling and completion. It's a new application. It's a copy of work orders. It's been introduced to manage all the activities around a well. It's deliberately based on the work order object because what we've seen is the customers wanting to adopt common processes, which are common work management processes across all domains. So the work order is a natural starting point for this. So what we've done is taken all the capability that we add in oil and gas to extend the work order around regulations, reason for work, condition for work, risk analysis, incorporated all those capabilities in the standard oil and gas work order, and then extended it to particularly support drilling operations. And we've done this in two ways. We've built the new drilling and completion application, but it's complemented by another new application called the Run Log, which is an extension of the Operator Log application. So whereas drilling and completion is focused around all the activities around a well, Run Log is more about trips into the well and event reporting associated with tripping into the well. So we see drilling and completion as something that there's already been strong interest among the operators on the drilling and completion application. So there's enough functionality which is different to be able to, and we've deliberately given it the name drilling and completion, so that customers in that domain feel that they've got something that they can keep separate from the work orders but follow the same process. But built on a common work order model. So let's just take a look at the next slide, which is the drilling and completion main tab screenshot. I'll reference these slides by slide titles rather than slide numbers. So this highlights the new segment on drilling and completions, which, so you'll see that it's got the look and feel of a work order, but there's a new section here, two new sections, one drilling and one completions. And a lot of extra drilling-specific terminology here around well purpose, references, who's the operator of the of this particular, in this case, associated with this well, the type of rig. I've shown an example here of floating rig. Well names, well status. What you'll see here is a lot of the domain values, we're starting to use there's an industry standard called the Well Information Transfer Markup Language, WITSML. And what we've done wherever possible is embedded domain values and terminology widely used as standard in the industry. So there's a lot more context here around the well and the drilling section. In the completion section, which you can sort of very more generally take as you know, completion, commissioning, and sort of completion. And you know, completion has some specific terminology in drilling, but this application is sort of flexible enough to you'll see a field there sort of called completion stage, which could be construction, commissioning, completion itself. So it's sort of the follow-up activities as you're sort of putting a well to work after completing the drilling program. And some capability here around being able to define the type of testing that might be required to complete or commission a well. You'll see fields here around test type. Is test certification required? And if it's required, there's a link into our permit and certificate type application. And you can also define the type of technical authority and required, or a specific person who is a technical authority required to complete this work. So yeah, it's certification, and very, very topical issue at the moment in terms of you know, being very clear about what certification is required and who's responsible for it, something that I think is a real response to some of the current issues out there in the industry. And the technical authority type links into a extended capability in our People Oil application, where you can define technical authorities against a person record. And then there are some rules here that only if you define a technical authority type, then only people with that technical authority are actually allowed to be the authority on this application. So some relatively simple yet very powerful new capability in this main tab here. If we move to the next slide, which is the drilling and completion details sub-tab, what we're doing here on this sub-tab is adding some further contextual information. Most of these fields supporting the WITSML standard, so, you know, what's the cement type, what's the type of casing, domains around tubular assembly, drive type. You know, many of you are familiar with the industry. You know, drive type is something that's very sensitive to failure, a key component in the overall drilling process, and something that you know, equipment that can really be subject to very considerable vibration if you've got maybe jarring or sort of, which, you know, sort of very high vibration in the well as you drill. So this is a, you know, important from a contextual purpose. Further information here on the derrick straw works and the pit type. We see ourselves adding to this further contextual information as we develop further capability. Hi again, I'm back with a glass of water here, so hopefully the recording can proceed without me running out of voice again here. So I'm going to just conclude it on the drilling and completion sub-tab. I'm going to move on to slide 16, which is the associated run log tab. So I reference the run log as the means of trip reporting. So the requirement here is to be able to link in trips into the well with the overall work around the drilling and completion of a well. So what you can do is reference on the run log the drilling and completion work order, and when you do that, the link will be formed between the drilling and completion application and the run log, so that you've got in one place you can see all the runs associated or trips into a well associated with a particular well. It's an important industry requirement in the drilling domain. So we then move on to the run log application. Before I leave drilling and completion, just one thing I perhaps would say about drilling and completion and being a work order object, that one of the things we've done is made sure it integrates in with the schedule of application. So in terms of common planning processes as well as common work management processes, you actually be able to use Scheduler to schedule drilling and completion operations alongside maintenance operations or other operational planning activities. So we're sort of leveraging the power of the scheduler from the drilling completion application as well. I think an important thing to highlight when you're talking to customers. So RunLog, as I've mentioned, is a trip reporting system. We've designed it a little bit generically in that there is sort of, it could be utilized for more production reporting, particularly production reporting around a well. We've tried to add a little bit of flexibility into the way customers may use this application, but its primary purpose is around trip reporting, so an incident associated with a downhole tool, being able to report daily production data. In the industry, you'll often hear people talk about a morning report, and this extends the information in Maximo, which would be available to produce a morning report. And a lot of the information associated with the run reporting will be in this application, as well as in related applications. We don't actually provide a morning report in the with oil and gas at the moment. That's something we'll look to for the future. Let's take a look at a screenshot of the application itself, which would be in next slide. So we move to the RunLog Oil screenshot slide. You'll see it's a multiple tabbed application, and I'm just going to cover the main tab here, and I'll describe the rest of the functionality briefly. But for those of you familiar with Operator Log, a similar structure, but in the drilling domain, there's much more requirement to record information around assets as well as locations, and so we've added an extra capability around assets lists, being able to reference the class of work order in order to link into a drilling completion work order if necessary. And you'll start to see more drilling domain specific terminology such as tubular assembly in the detailed section of this screen. And as well as also being able to status the run and confirm whether a run has been validated, so from a data perspective. It's probably worth just highlighting here that this is sort of an event reporting capability. We're not trying to repeat the capability that might be in something very specialist like a mud log, where you're recording thousands and thousands of analog parameters to and analyze, for example, a test on some mud or cementing. There are specialist systems available to do that. And while there's an ability here to record run parameters, you'll see a run parameters tab in this application. These will be much more reliability specific, such as sort of peak temperatures, certain pressures. Parameters that are much more relevant to the reliability and the maintainability of the equipment in the well, rather than very detailed analog analysis type of information, which is really needs to be processed in more specialist applications. You can classify a run. You can indicate what the product line is that's being used down a run. For example, if it's a downhole tool, different types of downhole tool often. One run will be one with one type of tool, and then the operator will ask for a particular next run to be done with a slightly different type of capability that they want to requires a different tool set, a different product line of the tool that you can record here. The classification fields, if you're classifying a run, they then set up the run parameters. So this is where you can sort of classify a run and highlight the data that you specifically want to record on the run as attributes in the run parameters tab. We then go down to the run entry capability and the run team. Similar structure to operator log, but a lot more contextual information. If you look at the run entry tab that's displayed here, you'll see some fields around activity class, activity code, reason pull, bit dull codes. These are all WITML fields widely used in the industry. And we've also added provision for the International Association of Drilling Contractors coding system, IADC code, which again is very widely used in the industry here. So altogether, trying to bring in some capability that is both functional but industry specific as well. I don't have a screenshot here, but the run team, so the people on the drilling floor, for example, or for the for a particular run, can be highlighted in the same way as a shift team in operator log. So you can highlight who's on shift and who has responsibility for what. You can also do production loss reporting. If there is a production losses associated with this this activity, then these can be recorded in the production loss tab there. There is the standard related record capability, and in Maximo to work order and ticket based applications. And there is a run communications tab there, which provides the capability that you would get in the communications tab of a standard Maximo log tab. The run parameters tab, that which is on the left hand of that, I've already described there the purposes of the for recording parameters associated with a run. There are a number of dialog boxes here supporting this capability around entering meter readings, raising service requests, incidents, having a shift changeover log. So some really quite extensive and powerful capability here around the run reporting in this application. I'd like to move to the next slide now, which is operating policies. So we're moving away from the drilling domain here into a another significant new application in this release. So for some time now, customers have been saying to us, well, there's no sort of place strategically to say why we're doing the things that we're doing with the assets. Is our strategy risk-based inspection? Is it driven by performance standards? Something you see very strongly in Europe, but increasingly we're seeing introduced into the US, where performance, there is a sort of a safety case regime where performance standards have to be identified by operators that allow them to meet safety cases, for example. So risk-based inspection would be another example, just describing all the assets that support a certain type of risk-based inspection regime. So we've typically seen this done by competitor products such as Meridium, or by spreadsheets and sort of databases. Often this information is disconnected from the asset. So what we're introducing as capability here is to connect strategy to the asset, and it sort of lifts the capability that we offer to a higher level. It's probably best to describe this a little bit further by reference to a screenshot. So if we look at the operating policy screenshot, outline some of the capability here. You can, and this one is a performance standard in this example. So basically what you're able to do here is highlight what's driving the policy. So what's the source of the policy? Does it come from a hazard operability study? Does it come from a criticality analysis? Is it regulation driven? Has it been driven by a risk assessment? Is there a certain particular failure class that we want to highlight as driving this particular policy? And then there is a section to the right which is looking about performance associated with that policy. So being able to associate a KPI, who is the assessment agency? Often in this industry you might have an external agency such as Lloyds or DNV that is assessing implementation of maintenance strategies. And being able to define whether insurance activities are required is a very common terminology in our industry around assurance activity to demonstrate compliance with a performance standard. Then we show how the policy is implemented, and a small change in the production system from the screenshot is that job plans and PMs have been moved to a sub-tab on where used. So, because actually you could have multiple job plans and PMs implementing a policy. So what we have here in this implemented by is meter measurement points, and we've also introduced the operating procedure as a field where a procedure may be actually implementing a policy. And then you have information on the approval, traceability of the approval of the policy, and also who the policy was established by, so it was the team that was involved in it. You've got traceability of people who you can contact with regard to why this operating policy was established. Just to highlight the sort of very interactive nature of this application, this next slide, which is operating policy interaction with other applications, sets out all the ways that operating policy relates. So you can call up an operating policy in an asset or location, and then it will be shown on the where used tab on the operating policy. You can reference it on a job plan or PM. You can identify related work orders and tickets. As we've covered on the main tab, you can reference operating procedures, regulations, risk assessments, meters or measurement points, and also assurance activities which are have been added to the job plan and work order fields as well. So really what this application is doing is closing the circle between the strategy for why you're doing what you do with an asset and the implementation of that that strategy in detail, and this is a capability that we haven't seen all in one place with other similar applications, and something I think we can use to improve our competitive position. If we move to the next slide, which is called operating procedures, this is an application which is complementary to operating policy, but also supports other applications such as job plans. So there's a requirement come from our customers to be able to embed significant operating procedures and associate them with work. So in some cases, you don't want the overhead of having a job plan or a task in a work order. With a policy is a different artifact, which is the procedure is a different artifact compared with all the everything that goes along with a job plan task or a work order task. So it's intended to be complementary to the job plan. But it addresses an issue which we see time and time again, is that often people carrying out work which is out of compliance with procedure. So you don't necessarily have to embed every operational procedure here, but what we anticipate is that sort of really key procedures that are closely embedded and related to the work and operational processes can be incorporated into Maximo directly, as well as the other option that you have to link them as attached documents. So if we move to the next slide, I'll show you a couple of screenshots of this operating procedures. You see the main tab here, it's got the high-level information on the procedure, categorizing it, saying information on its validity and who's created it, being able to status and reference it, and who owns the procedure. And then the detail of the procedure will normally be found in the next slide, which is the operating procedure lines screen layout. And this actually, as you see from this example here, is a series of procedure lines that you set up in support of each step in the procedure. You can sequence these lines, And what you can also do is indicate standard actions. So if there's a we're leveraging the functionality in the oil and gas standard actions application such that if there is an action that is required against a step in the procedure, you can highlight that action here. So operating procedure, again, we see as something that's different and addresses current industry issues, and we can use to differentiate our product. Go to the next slide, which is titled Cause Analysis and then FMECA, Failure Mode Effect and a Criticality Analysis. So we had a lot of customers coming to us and asking for this capability. Already in oil and gas, you can store the results of a root cause failure analysis, but there's no simple tool there to be able to carry out an analysis. And what customers were wanting is a tool where they could conduct most of their cause analysis, their day-to-day cause analysis, which doesn't necessarily, there are separate sort of PC-based tools to carry out this analysis, what customers were saying was they'd like to be able to do a lot of this analysis work in Maximo for the sort of day-to-day investigations that they carry out. And the common pattern was a five whys structure, where you ask a series of whys, and as a result of asking those questions, you work your way through to a root cause. What we've actually implemented is a little bit more flexible than that, in that when we can actually build it such that it will model a tree structure of causes and a sort of like an Ishikawa diagram. And as we're designing this application, we saw the opportunity without too much extra work to give it more flexibility. So we've given it the generic name of cause analysis. So if a customer is conducting a very large specialist application, they might still use a special purpose tool. But sort of 80% of the work that they do, they should be able to use this type of application embedded into Maximo. So we now have both FMECA and cause analysis capability. And I think the thing here that we can differentiate ourselves with Maximo is this ability to link the analysis with the with follow-up action and relate it to the a common asset model. If we move to the next slide, which is cause analysis screen layout, this shows you typically how the on the sub-tab in the analysis tab on the investigations application, how we would lay out a multi-step cause analysis to get to the root cause. And on the next screenshot, which is titled FMECA screen layout, we've got a similar arrangement structure here to conduct a criticality analysis. A few more fields involved because it's important with doing this sort of criticality analysis, which can be closely related to customers doing reliability-centered maintenance. So it's sort of certainly extending our capability in that area as well. So you're interested in the function as well as the criticality, failure modes, the effect of that failure modes, and then space to make a recommendation, and also highlight who needs to take action associated with a particular failure mode. Move to the next slide, titled Additional Reliability Fields. What we've done here is added some extra contextual fields, particularly around being able to highlight target failures, being able to identify maybe a predicted mean time between failure, benchmark information available from a third party such as a reader commonly used by a number of our customers. And if you look at the next slide, which is titled Additional Reliability Fields, this shows you where it is on the asset. And sort of feedback from customers has been that, well, we've got information about mean time between failure, which we can run in Maximo, but we haven't, from a reporting perspective, got information we can use to compare actual with targets and benchmarks. And we've also added in here the mean time between MTTR, which is mean time to repair, which is required to support availability calculations alongside mean time between failure. The predicted MTBF and date of prediction can be entered manually, but they're also a good point of contact with predictive analytic tools, other capability there within IBM, which can actually do the predictive analysis and could drive a these fields in Maximo. If we move to the next slide, which is slide 30, numbering sequence actually may actually mean that that slide is 29, but the title of this slide is Additional Reliability Fields, and here's the location screenshot. So basically it's the same information whether it be an asset or a location. And many of our customers are location centric, but we also have customers who particularly in the oilfield services, who are more asset centric, so you've got the capability to add this additional information both ways. We move to the next slide, which is material inspection. This covers a very commonly requested capability around being able to add inspection requirements and specify them to vendors from within Maximo. So typical use cases here that you know, vendor has, if they're supplying an equipment which requires a heavy lift, then it must have a lifting certificate before it can be actually lifted onto site. And this is often something that if customers have quoted to us examples of equipment being delivered without this certificate and them being actually not able to deploy that equipment and potentially causing significant hold up on a major product or project. Specifying the material certification required on work order plan material as well. So what essentially this application does, if we move to the next slide, which is the titled inspection material inspection screen layout for item master, is it allows you to, leveraging the permit and certificate and types application in oil and gas, which now has the capability to specify types as a certificate type of inspection, you have the capability to list all the default specifications associated with an item master. Then you have the capability, once those are on the item master, if we go to slide, which the next slide, which says PO Lines Certificate Screenshot, the this shows you how, if that item is applied to a PO line, and the same would apply to a PR, the certificates are copied over from the item master. Now, it may well be that for this particular PR or PO, the certification required is a little different, so it's basically a default from the item master, but you can either delete or add new certificates here at the point of issuing the PR or the PO. So this is something that sort of this capability has been requested by a lot of customers, and we see this ability to incorporate certification here as something which is a very current issue in the industry. If we move to the next slide, which is operator log enhancements, there've been some customer-driven enhancements in this area. The biggest one of which was being able to template shift logs. But the other capability that customers have been asking for is to be able to support linear assets in the pipeline sector, and also very pertinently in the drilling world. Assets are often linear, so it was important for us to support this capability, and then to be able to apply this capability to either the operator log or the run log. So if we move to the next slide, which is the operator log enhancement screen layouts, you'll see here the menu item and the templates, how we generate a template for an operator log, and so that you know, customers can build up a library of templates if they have certain regular combinations of people on a shift or certain regular activities associated with that shift. And this template can be applied either to the operator log or the run log. If we go to the next slide, titled Operator Tasks, this is sort of further drive towards integrated operational processes, and we've taken the existing Maximo Tasks and Activities application, added in some of the specific oil and gas fields on a task around permit and certificate type for permit planning and risk analysis, and also added the ability to have an operating procedure associated with a task to produce the operator task application. And if we move to the next screenshot, which is the operator tasks oil screenshot, you can see here the additional capability that's added from the oil and gas. So there are sections here for permit and certificate type and risk assessment, and you'll also see the operator reference section of the slide as well, which gives you an operating procedure reference if that the this is often, you know, very appropriate for operator-driven maintenance, for example, testing a diesel generator, where that's something that's always, it's a PM, that standby test of an emergency diesel would be required for statutory reasons to prove the performance of the generator. It's a task carried out by operations on maintenance's behalf. And maybe there's a startup procedure which is associated with that task. And if it was carried out on a certain log, for traceability, we've got the ability to record when that on the shift log and when that operator task was carried out. So again, sort of linking the operator reporting into the work management system. If we move to the next slide, and as we come sort of to the final few closing slides here of this talk today, there are some further changes to the management of change module, and again, based on customer feedback, the ability on both improvements and MOC requests and MOC to be able to add multiple assets and locations. And so sort of usability thing to be able to, if a change is associated with multiple assets or locations or configuration items, identify that on those applications. And also specifically on the MOC application, to be able to classify and an MOC and add the specification tab. If we go to the next slide, titled MOC Classification Field and Specification tab, you'll see here examples of this. The thing about the specification tab here is this actually allows, as part of the change process, customers to introduce equipment-specific types of questions associated with a MOC record. You'll see is also here highlighted in red on the next slide, MOC multiple assets and location screenshot, that the there is the multiple assets, locations, and CI capability. We move to the next slide, which is the schedule integration. I've mentioned already that we embed the because we see so many customers potentially using the and starting to use schedule and oil and gas together, we feel we can add a lot of value from a consumability perspective of pre-building that integration into the oil and gas clones. So you're selling these two products together on installation, we provide the capability to update the oil and gas cloned applications so that they support scheduler during the installation process rather than the customer having to do extra work or employ our services teams to integrate that information into the oil and gas screens. Series of miscellaneous enhancements, small enhancements here around updating our regulatory compliance application to the support hazards and permit and certificate types, adding impact of field to incidents, and a number of actions as part of a continual drive to improve the usability of our product, working in conjunction with our user interface design team. So that sort of covers the new capability in Maximo Oil and Gas 712. I'd like to finish by referencing three slides, and I'm not going to talk through the detail of these slides here today, but I think they illustrate the fact that the capability that we've outlined today, together with the current capability in the product, how it sort of supports the way the industry is going. And Bilili has produced these slides to sort of reference the sort of regulatory position in the industry and how Maximo Oil and Gas supports this. So without going through each of these slides line by line, we have one for upstream titled Upstream, Module ISM and API 75, so a very recent introduction of API 75. But what's interesting is how closely oil and gas supports these program elements. And if we go to the next slide, which is midstream, you'll see again that in terms of integrated operations and maintenance, there's a whole series of regulations here that there are many common components in Maximo Oil and Gas that support these regulations. And then finally, in the downstream environments, where there are very strong regulations around process safety management, you'll see here in terms of PSM regulations, again, what we've done here is taken the sort of two most current process safety management regulations, and these are North American centric as an example, but they you would see a very similar thing for all parts of the world here. And if you again look at how the each program element maps into Maximo Oil and Gas, there's strong support for these processes within the Maximo Oil and Gas product. What I would recommend here is that Bill has been doing a lot of work in this area, and that there's more detail in these slides that you can review offline. But certainly would be a good idea to talk to Bill as well as Terry or myself if we can help you with further with positioning in this area. This takes me to the final slide, which is call to action, and this gives you the contact details for Terry, Bill, and myself, and feel free to contact us any time in any way that we can support you with the sales efforts. We think we have a strong capability here to support your activities and allow you to win competitively, and on a new release, some significant capability that further differentiates ourselves. So just like to conclude by wishing you good selling, and just to emphasize that we're all here to help you, Bill, Terry and myself, so please contact us anytime. And that completes our talk, and thank you for listening today.